Quiet Mind, Day 19. Being becomes aware. Presence is life realizing itself through you. So is presence the same thing as being? Not quite. But they're so intimately connected that you might call them different flavors of the same thing. Imagine that being is the infinite, formless life force that underlies everything. Now imagine that being wakes up to itself, realizes it exists. That moment, that flash of awareness is presence. It's life recognizing life. Consciousness realizing consciousness. And here's the beautiful part. You don't need to understand any of this. Presence doesn't require understanding. It just requires being. You might worry this makes being sound incomplete, like it's evolving or growing. But think of it more like a game of cosmic hide and seek. Consciousness takes on masks, forms, identities, egos, so it can forget itself for a while. That's what happens in humans. We get so caught up in thoughts and self-images that we forget the deeper I am underneath it all. It seems like something's gone wrong, but actually, that's part of the plan. The suffering caused by this forgetfulness eventually becomes unbearable, and in that suffering, consciousness starts to wake up. This is why watching your thoughts is so powerful. It's not just a cute self-help trick, it's cosmic. Each moment you witness your mind without being dragged along by it, you're helping consciousness step out of its disguise. You're allowing being to recognize itself. And with each of these moments, the egoic structures that have run your life begin to dissolve. You're not just getting better at mindfulness, you're participating in a planetary shift. Most humans are still asleep inside their thinking, trapped by their egos, and dragged through time like luggage behind a speeding train. Their only break from the torment comes when they sink below thought through sleep, physical pleasures, alcohol, drugs, brief reprieves from the inner noise. But these are regressions, not solutions. They don't liberate you, they numb you. We can't go back to being pre-human animals, and we can't escape into mental anesthesia forever. If we're going to survive, we have to evolve by going forward into presence. The next stage isn't about building smarter machines or better cities. It's about consciousness, being self-aware within us. And if we don't get there, well, the universe will keep evolving elsewhere. But we have a chance right here, right now, to make that leap. You're not hearing this from someone separate from you. The words themselves are just signposts, just vibrations through the air or shapes on a screen. What's real is what they're pointing to, the presence within you that recognizes itself in this moment. This is not a teaching, it's a remembering. You are the student and the teacher. The silence between these words, that's the lesson. That's the real communication. So tune into the silence under the sounds, the stillness beneath the thoughts. Let that be your doorway, and know that stillness, that awareness, isn't something you find, it's what you are.